you put a poor pole in, have the erected back legs, and split a little split in there, and get these cords out there, and gamut, half gamut, to keep those sticks are, I'd say, 2 feet long, two and a half, and have them right sharp, and each one sticks in these leaders. There are 2 leaders there.
Mm-hmm.
And just hang it right on that pole. Then just a piece of gamut again, and the hole just hangs out there. Then you have a man gutting the hole, and he just cuts the hole wide open, takes all his infant out, everything in the hole, little lights and what have you. And then you just push him back in, let him cool good. Next, when you get through with killing your hole, then you just hold him to the barn and block him out.
Block him out?
Hold him to the house and block him out. You see, you don't trim your meat that night while it's warm. You just block him out. And you just cut him out in blocks. You see, you take your hams and the sides and the shoulders. 3 pieces each side, you see. You always have two of them. Next morning while it's cool, you take that meat down and trim it.
Mm-hmm.
That way you get your sauce. Take the tenderloins out. Cut his head open, because you have to have your head cut off too. Take the brains out of that. Cut the jewel all away from the head. Salt it down.
What do you make from the head?
Oh, spouse, mostly.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything made by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
I don't know much about it. I like a little liver the first day of the whole killing, but I'm not much of a whole liver member. But they do something with it. I don't know what to make of it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything made out of blood?
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
You know what it was called?
No, I don't. Blood pie, I believe.
Blood pie?
I think so. I've heard of something like that, but I don't know enough about it to express myself.
Okay. Have you ever heard of scrapple or cripple?
No.
Okay, if you kept butter too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say that it was...
I just said going bad.
Okay. And thick sour milk you call?
Blinky.
Blinky?
Well, just before it sours, you know. It's got another little taste there, Blinky.
Okay.
You can't drink it. Then it sours.
What about the milk that you let get thick and on purpose?
Well, it clabbles.
Okay.
It makes clabble. Or you churn it and you see it and make buttermilk.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of cheese that you make from clabber?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. And this is something kind of like a fruit pie. It's baked in a deep dish and you've got several layers of fruit and pastry. Like first you may have some dough and then some apples and then some more.
Oh, I call it a cobbler.
Okay. And what would you call sweet liquid that you might pour over pudding?
Sauce.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call a...
Between meals?
Yeah.
Snack.
Okay. And you say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Ate breakfast.
Okay. And you say, yesterday at that time I'd already...
Already eaten.
Okay. And tomorrow I will...
I'll eat again.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay, how do you make that?
Well, put your water in your percolator, put your coffee on top, about how much you want, about a big tablespoon for a cup or something like that, you know. And top on over the coffee in your percolator, and you sit on the stove and let it boil. See, those percolating right good, and they put you in a few minutes.
Me. Okay, do you say that you're going to boil some coffee?
I'd put some coffee.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Okay. And you say, that glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
Okay, so you say, somebody has...